DNA is instructions. It is a blueprint for creating life, whether it is a human being, a cucumber, cockroach, or xenomorph. The Fauci-ouchie is not a vaccine. It is a third strand of DNA which is patented and turns you, or attempts to morph a human being, into something other than what human DNA is designed to create, if it doesn't kill you first. Sorry to tell you, the clot shot is not to prevent COVID, which doesn't actually exist. It is to mark you as the devil's own.
Hey guys, I have new followers, so this one's for you. Your DNA is made up of 72,000 genome from your mom, 72,000 genome from your dad, equaling 144,000, God's perfect image, a very prominent number in the Bible. Now these mRNA jibby jabs have the ability to go into the cell and break through its nucleus and reverse transcribe DNA into your cells. Okay? They are creating cDNA, complementary DNA, which is owned and patentable by these pharmaceutical companies. This mRNA carries instructions, a payload, and it is adding an additional 72,000 genome to your DNA, which would make it 216,000, or 600 3 score and 6, which is 600 times 60 times 6. There's your 666. Now, the initial hokey pokey works as hardware. The secondary hokey pokeys work as software. And the graphene oxide works as a conductor for, you know, these toxic lipid nanoparticles and the nanotechnology to self-assemble into devices. And they are self-assembling into medical devices inside the body that will read your biometric data and also create nanochips that are receiving and outputting information and generating a MAC address. Anyone who has these jibby jabs, you have a MAC address. You show up marked as a network on Bluetooth. You can test this for yourself. They also contain DARPA hydrogels, which form crystalline antenna and move in a fractal manner through your brain, making its way to your pineal gland. That same DARPA hydrogel is on the tip of every PCR test. And when you shove that up to your nose, it breaks the mucosa all the way up the top of your nose where it meets your brain. And the DARPA hydrogel goes into your brain. And it also has a payload. And people who took a PCR test also show up with a MAC address. Now here's the really scary part. All of these structures that have been found in these vials under a microscope, the graphene nanoribbons, the DARPA hydrogels, the self-assembled nanochips, all of that, those same structures are now being found in literally every single kind of injectable that you can think of. The flu shot, heparin, monkeypox, polio, you name it, it's in there. They are creating human hybrids with chimeric DNA. We are in the days of Noah.
So I decided to try this myself, and you're going to want to share this video after you see this.
All right, we live good. All right, listen, I am going into Walmart right now, you guys, and I'm going to open up my Bluetooth settings to see if I get any miscellaneous codes inside the store. I'm doing this because I recently saw a video that was shared on my Telegram where a woman went out to the dock at some lake somewhere in South Africa, South America, and she pulled up her Bluetooth settings, and all these miscellaneous numbers came up on her phone when she was around all the guaranteed vaccinated people that were allowed to be out that were swimming. And I opened up my Bluetooth settings just in my apartment, and two or three of these type of numbers came up as well. So I'm just wondering if there's going to be a bunch of them here in Walmart as I walk through the store. Let's see what happens.
Okay, here we are in Walmart. Going to turn it on now.
Oh my God. 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 Look at this. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Holy shit. Unbelievable. Oh my God. Oh my God. You guys, I'm getting goosebumps on my head because of the... Oh my God. Look at this. Look at this. I'm getting... Oh my God. Holy shit. This is real. What the fuck? What the fuck? No fucking way. It has to be bullshit. It has to be bullshit. No fucking way.
We are now in developer mode, and we're going to do the Bluetooth challenge. We're at a public restaurant with a whole bunch of people.
Turn on the Bluetooth
on.
There you go. Now I'm going to hit scan.
Okay. Oh my God. Oh my God. Look at them all. Holy shit. These are all people. These are the Bluetooth codes from all the people sitting around us. From the vaccines. Oh my God.
The true believer would rather lose anything, everything, anyone else, than to lose the presence of Jesus. He is more than just willing. He is more than just able. He is himself the all in all. He said, I am. To live a life centered upon Jesus is to live a life of spiritual stability, peace, joy, love, clarity, and purpose. Once you've come to know him, you're ruined for anything less. There is no counterfeit, no substitute for the substance of his presence. Jesus is more than just an obsession. He is life itself. Do you agree? Let me know in the comments. God's voice is stable and consistent. Your voice is inconsistent. God will never say one thing and then speak another thing to contradict that. Now, when you and I have our thoughts and emotions flowing through us, well, now we're all over the place. On some days we're up, on other days we're down. On some days we're focused, other days we're distracted. There's no stability. Conversely, when you follow the voice of the Holy Spirit, there's a great foundation upon which you can build your spiritual life. There's a clear direction. There's a path forward that's made very plain to you. Those who are led by the Spirit have a stability to them.
The devil doesn't want you to hear this today. God is about, I prophesy to you right now, that God is about to turn your sorrow into joy. So right now, I want you to open your heart. And though you may have gone through a lot of different situations recently, I want you to know that the Lord wants you to put joy at the forefront of your thoughts today. So today, don't let your mind rest on what you don't have. Put your thoughts on the joy that is set before you. Just like the Bible says, Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. So even though you're in the midst of a situation right now where it seems that you can't see your way out, I want to prophesy to you right now, God is turning your sorrow into joy.
Thank you. The next video was recorded by a family who was traveling at 4 a.m. in the morning. It is suspected that they were on the way home after a family vacation, and while they were passing over a stretch of mountain road, an unexplainable event took place. And of course, they could capture it on video. Most of you know that the mind likes to wander if you drive your car at night. You're tired and basically looking forward to arrive home. In that state, we might be prone to attract things from another world. So some people say, at least. Now it is uncertain if the person recording had hoped for anything in particular. But it is after a car had passed by on the left side on the road that something else pops up on screen. Is it a hand that moves downwards towards the car window? It surely looks like it. The family didn't realize that they had captured anything strange that night. And maybe it had been a hoax after all. But it makes you wonder what exactly this mysterious thing is.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters in Christ. We're another day closer to redemption today. Amen. This world is crazy, brothers and sisters. We're going to still show the biblical world. It's always the bad news of the world. It's very sold out. It's fallen. It's satanic. Whether people believe that or not, it's true. The good news, the glorious gospel of truth of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, shed his precious blood, was buried and resurrected 3 days later according to the scriptures. The truth, the way, the life, forever, for everyone, unchanging. Peter Chan is a film director from Hong Kong. Why am I showing him? Because he does the Uttara Bodhi Mudra with his hands, a gesture that is supposed to represent supreme enlightenment. It is not. It is the false light of Lucifer. It's deception from Satan. The father of lies is what God calls him. And it's also the pride of humanity to pose like this, as we've been seeing. God bless you, everyone.
Prostate cancer.
What's your name?
Howard.
Howard.
In Jesus' name, be healed. Be whole.
Blood flow in the feet. Father, we command the blood to flow in the feet. In Jesus' name. There it goes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I can't read essays, sister. Just take the anointing. He knows all about it. Praise God. Do you get angry?
Yes.
Does anyone want to marry an angry woman?
No. No.
Be free. In Jesus' name. An essay, huh? That's the power of God going through your essay. If you could hold up your pieces of paper, that'd be great. Do we believe? Receive it by faith. Amen. You want prayer to stand up? What's the problem?
I'm just on with the fire of God on me. Oh, I just love Jesus. And I want my daughter. I want her to come forward.
I That's the fire of God coming down on you. That's the fire of God coming down on you. That's the fire of God coming down on you. Fire of God coming down on you, sir. It's fire of God coming down on you. Fire of God just coming down in Jesus' name.
Hello.
What do you want prayer for?
Just that our family grows closer to God and for our daughter to grow up healthy and know God.
Power of God going through your eyes. Where's our cloth lady? Okay. That's the power of God on you, sister. What does that feel like? Have some more. Are you drunk?
Yes.
That's the Lord giving you more. Bye-bye. What are you feeling?
A bit restless. Hey. I mean, like a deliverance. I kind of like needles. Sorry.
Be free in Jesus' name.
Press that.
You move it a bit, then you go down. Right. So, how do you feel?
Good. It's beautiful, eh?
Yeah,
it's Jesus. Just like that.
Awesome.
Oh my God.
What are you feeling?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm not feeling any pain.
No. It's amazing.
Let's see if I can walk with them.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
Let's see if I can walk. Hey.
That's so awesome. No pain, eh?
It's Jesus.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
It's Jesus.
There's no pain.
Nope.
What happened?
That's so awesome.
Amen.
That's so good.
You know what has happened?
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus healed you. That was happened.
That's Jesus.
Yeah.
Who are you people?
We're disciples of Jesus Christ.
I don't feel any pain in my hips.
Yeah,
let's go jog.
Okay, let's see it. Do a jog.
Oh my gosh, you think I'm going to hurt myself?
No, no.
Promise?
No. I promise you.
Do something.
Woo!
Oh my gosh, get out of the video.
What are you? We'll see you next week.
She's jogging.
Nothing.
So good.
It's amazing, huh? God is good.
Yeah, it's only God. It's only Jesus.
About tomorrow.
No.
That's Jesus.
You'll see videos of blind people seeing, deaf people hearing. This, we're local, so you can call us.
That's what Jesus can do. Heal people on the streets in Jesus' name. That's it. God's amazing.
Jesus loves you so much.
Oh, that's beautiful. See, that's how we get
it. Yeah.
From the back, I hope you feel so.
Take me to your own God. I wanna see the world.
Sain puolet tuoreet, mä roin puolet.